There we go. All right. Hi, everybody. It's February 16th. Hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day week. Housekeeping. We just ask you to mute your lines unless you're talking. Share stories, experiences, and tips. Ask questions. Make recommendations. Tell us what you want to know. So this is all about you, and we want to know what you are missing or want to know, if there's anything. We try to cover everything, go back and cover things again, because we realize not everybody's on every meeting. But just so you know, these are all recorded and they're all available in the support sales support forum. You can always go back and see old versions.
And quick introductions, because we do have new people joining all the time. I'm Dawn Fiella. I have been in the trenches, I like to say, of home care for almost 20 years. I've done almost everything there is to do in home care. I think my passion is on the sales side, though, and recruiting. I like recruiting, too, but that's selling, really, also. So anyway, we're so happy you're here today. And I think, you know, our company, we do the whole digital marketing thing, but we also have a lot of feet on the ground experience. So I'm so happy to be with you today. Thanks for joining. Lisa.
I was muted. Hi, I'm Lisa Marcellet. I too have been in home care for such a long time. And like Dawn, I do love the marketing side of things. I also really, really, you know, geared towards the client care side of things. I mean, I've worn all hats and I just love it. Love everything you guys do. Love being able to meet with you guys and talk with you about your businesses. Thanks for being here. Great to have you.
Hey, it's me. I'm Valerie. I am the founder and co-owner of Approved Senior Network, and I'm a registered nurse by trade, and I've done all the roles you can imagine in the nursing world, including home care and care management and discharge planning. And I've been on both sides of all of it. But it's been a long time. So my forte is the digital marketing side, and that's where our business started. So we're so glad to have Dawn and Lisa with us to give us all the wisdom that they have learned in the last 15 years, because I am not wise in that area. That's my gig. So I think we bring a good rounded set of experiences. And at the end, you guys remind me, I want to do another little commercial for sales training and talk to folks about that.
Okay.
Oh, still me. Okay. So I know that this is just another thing that we're asking you to log into, but it's important. So in order to see all the replays and get the handouts and get the presentations, we no longer use Facebook for that. We had a private group in Facebook. It was used, but it wasn't greatly utilized. So we have put a pause on that group, and we want you to go to homecaresalesforum.com. So take a screenshot of this or a picture of it on your phone. You enter your email address, all of the little reminders and, you know, the ways we like to irritate you all week. That is your email address. That email address is the one you want to add. And then use whatever was emailed to you, or use the forgot your password feature, and it will help you get in. If you still have problems, hit us up in support and we will help you. But that's where you want to go to not only talk to each other, because there's some talking going on in there, and people who are having trouble or having successes are putting their stories in there. So you want to see that. I'm going to start sending out. We're going to turn off the notifications every time we tag people, and we're going to send out sort of a couple times a week a recap of what you might be missing in the forum, so that you know, hey, there's something really good in there. I need to log in and look at it. That's that. Oh, and that's kind of what it looks like. So at the very top where you see my pink circle, the discussion piece, and there's a lot more. I just got this screenshot before we started. The discussion piece is all of the people talking back and forth. And the learning piece in the middle there is, the learning piece is where you go to see the videos. So go to the next screen. Did I put a picture of that? Yeah. So if you go to learning and you click on Continuing Sales Mastery Circle right there, then you will come to the, and right now there are two videos in there, January 19th, or maybe, well, there'll be three after today. Mm-hmm. And then February 2nd is in there. And not only are the videos in there, when you click on them, is there another screen after this one? Did I put that? Oh, no. Okay. So when you click on that, it'll open up. You can watch the video from January 19th. Now you can see February 2nd. And the PowerPoint presentations with all the links to the goodies that Dawn and Lisa talk about are all in those PowerPoint presentations. But in the discussion area, I also put those presentations there so that you can download them and look at all the links and stuff. So that's my commercial for that.
I want to add too, for the forum, and we are getting some good questions and some good successes. We had somebody say, I went out to all the SNFs this week. I didn't get in. I called, I emailed, I didn't get in. And so we responded to that. Well, what can she do? We had somebody else ask about hospice. Is it worth it to go in and see them? So there's a lot, you know, if you have questions, that's what the forum is for. So I just want to make sure everybody's aware of that. And I think reading other people's questions and the answers that they're getting will help everybody too. So please use it. We're excited about it. Okay, today we're going to talk about in-services, where to schedule them so you don't waste your time and money, how to get them booked, when you should bring a meal versus a snack, possible topics, and what to bring with you to your in-service. We're also going to show you some February, March, and April lead behinds. So if you have any questions, you can, there's a chat feature. Lisa already said Happy Friday in there. So you can type in a question if you want to do that. You can unmute your line and ask the question, whatever works for you. Some people don't want to talk with everybody here. They feel better chatting. Whatever works for you, please take advantage, because we want this to be kind of a back and forth thing. We want everyone to get what they need to out of this. Okay, so where to schedule? You can schedule in service just about anywhere. I like the skilled nursing facilities, you know, growing the private pay side of the business. The last company I worked with, most of that business came from SNF skilled nursing facilities. If you want some more information about this, last week we dug deep into SNF, so I encourage you to go watch that video. Assisted living is a great place, memory care, independent living, doctor offices in senior living areas. I know people will say orthopedic surgeons because they deal with seniors. They do, but they also deal with other people. Doctor's offices will schedule in services with you all day long. They want that free lunch. I one time stood there and looked at their calendar to schedule an in service. They were 6 months out. They had free lunches scheduled every single day for 6 months. And they just wanted me to add to that. Don't do it unless it's in a senior living area. There are places where I live here, Sun Lakes, Sun City. It's like 5-6 square miles of just seniors. They're independently living in homes. That, and there's probably 20 doctor's offices in that radius as well. That's where you're going to do a doctor's office senior in service, is one of those doctor's offices. They are only with seniors all day long. That would be less of a waste of time than trying to maybe go to an orthopedic surgeon or another place that deals with all populations, all age groups. An adult daycare center, senior centers, home health, hospice, medical equipment companies, fiduciaries, medical transport, physical therapy offices, renal care, dialysis, all of these are great places to do in services. Do we have a question, or are we just chatting in there?
No. Can you hear me? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Tammy was letting us know that she has an in-service at Gentiva Hospice this week coming up.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah, awesome. Tammy.
Very nice. So you're doing this at their, do they have a hospice place where patients are? Or are you doing this at their office when they get together and do like their morning meeting?
It'll be at their office where they do like their morning meeting. The doctors, social worker will be there, a few nurses. So I'm excited about that.
I love that. Oh, good. Good. Well, good luck with that. You'll have to let us know how it goes. I'm very excited for you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Will it pay off? So these are some of the things to kind of think about before you book an in-service. Are they really able to refer or use your services? I mean, really think about that. And that's why I quit going to doctor's offices that aren't in senior living areas, because, you know, if 25% of their patients are seniors, you know, it may not pay off. They may not be referring. What is the likelihood they will refer or use your services? This is something to think about too. sometimes, you know, for a while I was kind of doing in services with placement companies, and it's not a bad thing. But they first are going to try and place that person, right? I mean, that's the likelihood. Their job is to place them in some, you know, assisted living or somewhere. That there are seniors though that will be like, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting placed. And then of course the placement company will come to you as the home care company and refer them. But the likelihood is less. They're going to try and place them first. So just think about the likelihood of whether or not they're going to refer. Are you able to provide a service they see as valuable to them or their patients, tenants, residents? Will the return on investment be good? If you are sure, if you aren't sure, start with a smaller place, less people to feed, or present in the morning or afternoon. So we talk about, do you bring lunch? Do you bring a snack? What do you bring? If you are calling it a lunch and learn, obviously it's lunch. If it's in the middle of the day around lunchtime, you probably need to bring a meal. If you don't have the funds to do that, or you're not sure it's going to pay off, offer to go in the morning, offer to go in the afternoon. Morning is coffee and donuts. It's cheaper than lunch, typically, unless you're getting individual coffees for people. When I do a morning, I go get those big buckets of coffee at Starbucks. I don't know what they call them. They come in cardboard with a bunch of cups and a creamer. They give you everything. I do that and I get some donuts if it's morning. If it's afternoon, they're going to get probably bottled water and cookies or brownies or a fruit platter, something like that. So you don't have to break the bank, right? I mean, if they're saying they only do lunch and learns, then you may not have an option. But that's a great way to test the waters somewhere where you're not just sure. And some places don't do a lunch. Some, like the hospices that I ever did an in-service, like Tammy's doing, always wanted me to come in the morning to their morning meeting. And so I didn't really have an option of a lunch. I brought coffee and donuts, and that's fine. So it'll be different based on where you're going. And it, always think, do they just want a free lunch, snacks, coffee? The doctor's offices, a lot of them I found it. Lisa, would you agree with that? Did you run into this problem with the doctor's offices? Can you hear me, Lisa? You're muted. I don't think she can hear me. Can all of you hear me still? She's frozen. There she goes. Maybe. There she goes.
Lisa, can you hear us?
Can you hear us, Lisa?
Hi.
You were frozen, I think. Do you agree that some of the doctor's offices just want like free food? Did you run into that at all?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's
yeah, okay. I do agree. But if you can get in there, and sometimes they'll just say, hey, leave your whole pile of brochures, and you know, they'll leave them out for people to see. But yeah, most of the time.
And I would say when you go to a doctor's office and you're going to do the in-service, if you're going somewhere where they have like a waiting room, I don't think I added this and I should have added it to the slide that we're going to go to here in a minute. Bring them a brochure holder with your brochures to put in the lobby. Many of them will do that for you. In senior living area, that's just beautiful. So that's something to think about too. Did somebody have a question? I thought I heard someone talking.
I do. So when scheduling an in-service, say it's like a senior citizen or senior center, who do you schedule the in-service with? Is it just like the receptionist
or the person at the front desk? What kind of, if it's a doctor's office, you would ask the person right there at the front desk, you know, I'm wanting to come in and bring in some lunch and do an in-service for the docs, nurses, whatever. You know, who do I talk to? Because some of them have a medical assistant that does that. Some of them, the nurse at the office does it. And so, and some it's right there at reception. So it depends. We're going to talk about skilled nursing facilities today and who to ask for, how to book an in-service at a skilled nursing facility. But I would say every place is a little bit different, but you can always ask at the front, you know, who would I talk to about this? And that generally they'll get you to the right person.
Okay.
All right, steps to take to get an in-service scheduled. So get in front of the right person. That's what we just talked about. And we'll get into the skilled nursing facilities. Usually the person at the front knows what you're wanting to do and understands. Know your audience. What do they need to hear from you in order to refer or use your services? Even that person at the front desk may need to hear something from you. I can tell we're going ahead a little bit, but skilled nursing facilities, doctor's offices, I think all of them, the boss person doesn't want their people sitting around eating and wasting time. They want them to learn something. They want for you to be bringing some kind of benefit to them besides just your services. Some of them are thrilled about the services and to know about the service. I mean, I've been out there and they didn't even know home care existed. This was years ago. And they were just happy to hear that a service like this existed at all. Now, though, I think we have to go a step further and kind of be educating them about something. And we're going to get into that. But you do need to know what is going to get that person in the front to go, oh, this is somebody we need to listen to. This is somebody we need to pay attention to. They're going to teach us something. So that sometimes will get you in too. Explain your differentiator. And that's just, why are you different than all the other home care companies out there? Remember, this front person in the SNF or wherever they are, there are other home care companies coming in and wanting to do the same thing you're trying to do. Why should they let you in over somebody else? You have to be doing something different with your home care company. And just, you know, we have great caregivers isn't enough. We really care about our clients. That isn't enough. You have to figure out a way to differentiate your company from someone else. It might be that you have backup caregivers when somebody calls out. It might be that you have, I don't know, you have that backup plan when there's a call off, you are promoting your caregivers, you have a really high retention rate of your caregivers because you take really good care of them. A lot of them want to see what you're doing for the senior. You have a discharge package. That's a big one. We talked about that last week. There's lots of ways to differentiate your company. As far as getting in front of them for the in-service lunch and learn, it's you're going to educate them about something. And that is going to... Sometimes I think they feel like, you know, gosh, we have three in services this month. Our boss is going to be upset that we're just sitting around meeting and talking and visiting. You know, sometimes that's the pressure they're feeling. If they're learning something, that takes that away. So keep that in mind. So offer to educate them, call it a lunch and learn. The benefit of a lunch and learn is they're more likely to let you come if they are learning something and you get more of their time. The concern is it can be more expensive because you're buying lunch for everybody. Doesn't mean though you have to, you know, five-star restaurant kind of food either. So we're going
to
get into
going back to the know your audience too, is if you can do some recon beforehand and kind of find out, even in a brief conversation, find out what exactly other home care agencies aren't doing for them that they really need, find out where that void is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's one of the best ways too, to come up with any package.
That's a good point. Them.
Do we still have the 20 questions to go over in an in-service?
Actually, so, we're going to cover that today. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's a link in the slides. So we have two topics to cover for in-services. So they get a choice and you guys get a choice.
Okay.
Here we are. Look at your timing. Okay. Educate their team. Use one or both of these topics and you're going to give them a choice and they may say, can you do both? And then you get to be there longer. So there's nothing wrong with that. So we're going to dig into two topics that they can choose from. One is questions to ask a home care agency before you hire them. And the other is what happens after discharge. So this is the questions to ask a home care agency before you hire them. You guys have the link to that. It'll be in the slides. The idea of this is to put, of course, your logo and to go through these questions. And again, I'm going to show you real quickly. When you go to this link, it is not going to let you edit it. This is an original document that everyone's going to start from. You go to File, Make a Copy, call it whatever you want, hit Make a Copy, and now you can edit. You can do whatever you want to that document because it's yours. This one you won't be able to edit. Okay. You are going to list the questions here that make your company look really good. Maybe these aren't the questions for your company. Does the agency conduct the following checks on all caregivers? Maybe you do drug testing. Fine, keep that one. Do you do sex offender registry? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. If your answer is no, just take that question out. This document is to make you look good. It's to make you stand out over your competitors. You put the name of your home care company here. The idea is... the referral sources and family members of the client will call another company and maybe another company, and they're going to put the names of those companies up here. And then they're going to ask all of these questions. The idea is you're going to have lots of great things that you're doing and your competitors are not going to add up. This allows the social worker and the family members to compare apples to apples. And we're getting into workman's compensation. They don't know to ask about that. A lot of them don't understand what that is. What's the difference between a 1099 model and a W-2? And why does that even matter? So this, we're trying to teach them things they don't know about home care. The deep questions that everybody should be asking. And you guys might think of some really good ones that aren't on here. That's the idea of this. So at the end service, you're going to go through this with them. You're going to hand it out to everybody and you're going to go through every question. And they're going to say, workman's comp, like, I didn't think about that. So when somebody gets hurt in the client's home, it's the client's responsibility. Yeah, if there's no workman's comp, absolutely. So you're going to start getting them thinking about, well, gosh, I hope all the home care companies will have workman's comp. I bet they do. What, right? They must. And so they will start asking these questions of your competitors. And these don't have to be, this could be, do you have a backup plan if there's a call off? This could be all kinds of other programs. Maybe you specialize in Alzheimer's and you have a Alzheimer's training program, you know, that other companies aren't doing. So dig deep and think about it. And this will help you also come up with your differentiator. So this is one idea of a topic. And the social workers, give them extra copies because we want them handing this out to all of the patient's family members. Why? So they can call and they can compare apples to apples. And guess what? Your logo, phone number, all your stuff is on here. So this is a great, great tool. Anybody have any questions on this or how to present it?
Nope, no questions.
We got it.
A lot of people just, they don't know what they don't know yet.
That's
great. And a lot of agencies won't even mention half of these things in their first, you know, pitch, their first presentation to the person on the other end of the phone. So, you know, this makes you look really, really good.
Yeah, it's really a great tool. I have used it for years and they'll call me and say, I'm out of those questions handouts. Can you bring me more? Absolutely. They're giving them out and my logo and phone number on there. And it makes you look like I've got nothing to hide. I am doing everything right. We are the best home care company. And sure, you can hand this out to everybody. Okay, so that's one topic option. The next one is what happens after discharge. We talked about this a little bit last week, and we have a handout for you guys to attach to bags, a little one that's written to the social worker. This one is more written to the family members. We want them to be prepared for discharge. And so I think when I was talking about this last week, I was like, it'd be nice to have a one pager. Well, here it is. This is a one pager for them to give to their patients, but it is also a great handout for you to give to them and educate them about what happens after discharge. The first few days at home are the hardest. The bathroom is further away. Bed and furniture are lower. Difficulties moving through the carpet with a walker or wheelchair Doing more on your own. Overall confusion. Seniors are very, very confused. I just went through this with my mother-in-law this summer, and she's with it. This woman is with it. She's on fire. She was confused. I mean, really confused when she went from the hospital to skilled nursing and then went home. She was so confused. They're disoriented. I was shocked. There are med adjustments. Maybe now they are on heart meds. Maybe now they're on diabetes meds. Maybe something has changed. They need someone watching them while they're adjusting to their new meds. A new condition adjustment. If they have diabetes now and they're having to eat differently and check their blood sugars and all the things. So this handout you're going to give them during the in-service, but you're going to talk about what have you seen when you're in the home after discharge. They don't go home with these people. They have no idea. You don't want to insult them like they don't know anything, but they don't. They have no idea what goes on when you get home. I've been in the homes. I've seen the aftermath of the fall is still there when I walk in. They were drinking a cup of coffee and they fell and there's coffee everywhere and the glass is shattered on the floor. This is what they come home to. We have to paint this picture. We want for these social workers to understand that really no one should go home without home care. I mean, if they have family members and stuff, great, but odds are a lot of them don't, or their spouse is just as old as they are and frail too, and can't take care of a whole nother person. So this is the other option. Some of them may get so excited about both of these that they want you to do both during your lunch and learn. And that's fine. If they give you the time to do it, go for it. Any questions on this one?
No, just people want to know where to get these forms. And I know that we do send them out, in the replay, they can link to these.
Yes. So right. I have them here. So when you get the, when you get the slides, this is the Google link. There is only a Google link, not a Canva link, because there's really no graphic stuff really going on here. And again, you have to make a copy, right, before you can edit. And this one is here. You have the Google link. Again, you're going to have to file, make a copy. Here is the Canva link. It is a template. You go in to edit the template. And you'll see that none of the text is here, right? And the logo's not here because I want people, if they don't want to do the Canva, I want them to be able to do that in Google. So we don't put it on the Canva because then it would show up and they would be able to move it around. You can certainly add your text while you're in Canva. You don't have to do it in Google if you go this far. If you want to change the colors of this box, see the color here? You go over here, pick whatever color you want. There you go. You just do this to undo it. Any of the colors that you want to change, it's that simple. If I, you know, I'm in a box here. If I want to change the white, whoop, you just go in. If I want to change the blue, you just go in. It's really not too difficult. So you do have the links for both of them here in the slides when you get the slides. Any other questions, Lisa? We're good?
That was it.
Okay.
Perfect.
In-service lunch and learn. This conversation, so now we're going to talk about how do you do this. This conversation needs to take place with the social worker at the skilled nursing facility. This, I'm talking about skilled nursing facilities because in my opinion, this is where the big jobs are hiding. These people need help when they get home. And if the social worker doesn't understand that, you're going to help them to understand that they should all be going home with somebody. So sometimes you tell them about your services. That's what they're expecting. With a lunch and learn, you're educating them about home care or a senior related topic. Either one of those things can get you in the door. I have found that when you say lunch and learn, you have a better chance of getting in because you're educating them. So that's something to think about. Educating their team about something will give you a better shot at getting in front of them. Their bosses are usually very happy about their team learning something. So here's the conversation. The ask. I would love to have the opportunity to hold a lunch and learn for your team. I will bring some lunch and talk for about 15 to 20 minutes. Now, you don't want to assume that they're going to give you this much time. So it might be, I usually talk for about 15 or 20 minutes. Does that work? Right? Do that. This is what I'm going to do. Make sure you're just very, you know, if that's okay with you, this is what I usually do. I have two educational topics that you can choose from, and you're going to tell them what they are. And then I gave you just a brief summary of what you can say about each one. With the questions to ask a home care agency before referring to them or hiring to them, you're going to learn all about the things you or a family should ask a home care agency. I found that many people don't know what they should be asking, or they just don't know what they don't know. You will also be given a tool for yourself and your patients that will allow them to compare apples to apples when they call home care agencies. In the What Happens After Discharge Lunch and Learn, you're going to learn all about what we see in the home after discharge. The information shared during this lunch and learn really surprises people. You'll be given a handout you can share with your patients that helps them understand what to expect after discharge. So you're in both of these situations, you're also helping them to help their patients and the family members. And then you say, which lunch and learn sounds best for your team? At this point, some of them are going to say, can you do both? And you can say, yes. Can I have more than 15 or 20 minutes? I mean, say it in a nice way. It may take a little bit longer than 15 or 20 minutes. If that's okay, yes, I can absolutely do both. And then do not leave without scheduling them, because you'll never hear from them again. It's very difficult to get in front of these people. Okay, let's get you on my schedule now. Does, and then ask them days and times. Which one? Let's get it nailed down. Ask them how many people will be attending. Are there any food allergies? And then, of course, I have to stick to a budget, but do you and your team have a favorite place for lunch? You want to bring them what they like within reason, right? We're not going to go get filet mignons for everybody. I mean, we're not built that way. And none of your competitors are doing that either, I promise you. Pharmaceutical reps, maybe, but not home care people. So any questions about how to bring this up? If you're at the front desk, and you're not, this conversation should be happening with the social worker. If you're at the front desk, you just let them know, I have not had an opportunity to talk to the social worker. Hopefully you have that person's name. It would be good to have that name ahead of time. If not, just the social worker. You can say that, the person in charge of discharges. And I would love the opportunity to talk to this person because we are different than other home care companies. And that's when your differentiator is going to have to come out, guys. You've got to figure out what that's going to be. And then when that front person sees you again, you know, maybe you've come in two or three times, they're going to start helping you. They're going to, you know, bring them whatever your handout is. We give you lots of ideas for a handout, your Heart Month handout. Bring one for that front person when you come in. Don't, you know, make them feel important. Learn their name. Call them by name. They get ignored in the facility a lot. They are just up there and nobody gives them any kind of attention. They do not feel important. I can tell you that. You make them feel important, it'll go a long way. Know their name. I always knew everybody's name when I walked in the door. They were shocked that I would call them by name when I walked in. Any questions about this? Does everybody understand? Sounds good.
Yeah, I like that you line this up too, asking how many people, like, which, you know, you always would ask, but I used to have people sometimes would try to add on after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you only have enough for so many people, but
yeah.
So this is really nice to have that lined up.
Sometimes, I mean, if it's two or three people, they may give you their special order from wherever you're going, and that's fine. If it's going to, sometimes they'll say there's 8 to 10 of us. That can be, you know, how do you do 8 to 10? So I would, you know, Firehouse Subs has these, and I've done a whole mastermind about Firehouse Subs before, but they have catering like boxes of sandwiches and desserts and chips and stuff. And you can order it on the fly, run in there, grab it and go. And it's a variety of different types of sandwiches that, you know, and they cut them small. So you could even have two quarter pieces or whatever. They're cut small. So I always found them to be really, and they come if you want. This is why I think it's fun is they have a fire hat. Everyone can, you can ask them for the fire hat. I would walk in with the fire hat and be like, call us. Like you get stuck. It's a Friday afternoon discharge. I'm here, you know, almost like you're an emergency person. Firehouse Subs was always a great, they would all put the hats on. I'm telling you, they thought it was really cool and fun. So do what you want with that. But 8 to 10 can be difficult sometimes when they give you a range, and Firehouse Subs, a sub sandwich goes a long way. Okay. What to bring with you when you go to an in-service or lunch and learn? Your business cards. Everybody should get a business card, your brochures. I like to staple my business card to a brochure. Social workers don't like giving out a brochure without a contact person. Paperclips don't work. They don't stay. They get all bunched up together. Always stapled my business card to my brochure. Handouts, the questions or the discharge handout or whatever they chose to have you talk about. A sign-in sheet. This is so important. Ask them their name, their email address, and their phone number. When you give them the sign out sheet or even later while they're filling it out, don't leave it there for them to fill out while they're all walking in. Hand it out while you're talking so that you can talk about this. Let them know if they give you their cell phone number, you can be on a texting basis. And if they're stuck and they have a discharge and something going on, you can text where they don't have to be on the phone. You're happy to be texting. You want their cell phone number. It'll benefit you guys. If you are a text away and all the other home care companies, they have to call, they will text you. I promise. So the sign-in sheet is really important. Name, email address, phone number, email address. You know, if you're sending out newsletters, which everybody should be, the email address is a powerful tool as well. Pens with your logo, if you have them, you know, you might want to offer pens either way just so they can take notes. So many times I'm in an in-service and they didn't bring anything with them, literally nothing. Also, always bring bottled water to your in-services. Some of them bring their drink. They don't bring their drink. I always brought in a cold bottle of water for everybody. Of course, you're going to bring the food, paper plates, napkins, utensils. My last marketer that I hired, he was a gentleman. He did not last very long. This was part of why. He brought Chick-fil-A with nothing. no paper plates, no napkins, no utensils. And it was a bucket of nuggets. Okay, like 150 nuggets. He grabbed it on his way. That's what he brought. And that was it. That was it. There was no water.
Just reach in here and get you a nugget.
Exactly. Yeah,
sounds like poor planning.
Nom.
No. He had so much experience in home health. I was so excited. Oh my gosh. And so, of course, they call me because I knew all of the social workers out there. And they're like, I just want you to know what this guy just did. Okay, anyway. Enough of that. green paper plates, napkins, utensils. Think about, okay, how is this going to go down? There will be a table and chairs. You don't have to worry about that usually. They may not have anything else. So bring it all with you. Bring a team member with you. I always brought somebody with me, even if they weren't in marketing, they weren't in sales. Lisa reminded me of this. Because you need someone to tag team with you. They all come rolling in there. They all have questions. A doctor's office especially, you need a tag team because they're in and out. The doctor might come in for a few minutes, grab food and leave. They don't usually sit with you. And so there needs to be two people to be handling, you know, someone's handing stuff out. We're all talking to somebody different. So bring somebody with you if you can. Before and after, there's a lot of chit chat going on. And so it's a good time to tag team. Bring your confidence, be in education mode. They need to see you care first. Don't be in there thinking about referrals, thinking about how much you want their business. You are there to educate them. If they see that comes through and that you really care, the other stuff will follow, I promise. Okay, that's it, I think. Any questions?
No, I love this, yeah.
Who's going to book the service? Who's going to do this? Who's ready? I mean, Tammy already has one.
Who's going to bring a bucket of nuggets?
Nobody's going to just bring in nuggets. Please, never, ever. Nobody. Ever.
Now you know.
Lindsay.
Lindsay's going out. She's going to go out.
Let's get these in services.
Hustle next week.
Did anybody do the sniffs last week with the discharge and the discharge package? We had somebody that didn't have great luck, but we already talked about that in the forum. Anybody else have a story to share about sniffs, getting in front of anybody? Did you use your discharge package? That's okay. You guys have time. Keep working on it. All right, Lisa, you're up.
Okay. February, leave behind. Healthy heart tips. I still have my red, and this actually has hearts on it, just in case anyone wanted to see I was representing here. But, you know, we want to go out and make sure that anywhere that we are going, they know exactly what you have to offer. So you always want to make sure you add something within every handout, along with your little tchotchkes, your pens, anything that you have to give. But I like this because I really wanted them to understand our caregivers can help your patients stay heart healthy at home by helping with. And then there's a whole bunch of little line items here of, you know, relieve stress, prep healthy meals. These things are so important and people don't always think that, oh, a caregiver is going to do these things, but they're needed, you know, maintain a healthy weight, get exercise, and even help check, you know, your BP, cholesterol, any of those things. They can definitely help, you know, write it down for them on a book or, you know, things like that. So. Just wanted to share this. Here's another cute one with hearts. Caregiving is a work of heart because it is. And I think that it's important that people know that we are all heart people and that we're doing this because we love it and that our caregivers love, you know, helping their patients get home. I'm usually always like referencing a sniff, or discharges, getting them home, keeping them home safe. But you can change the wording around and use this for anything. The next one, don't stress. We are all hearts because it's true. We are. And you could add any message to this you want. I just thought it was really cute and tied into February Heart Month. So you could take this out anywhere with some of the little cute things we have. I think there's a stress ball coming up and some keychains that have hearts, but definitely ties into the month as well. Celebrating Black history. Again, healthy heart contributions in Black history, pacemakers. Sorry, my nose is itching. And one of the first successful open heart surgeries, all done by people that Black Americans here. And so I wanted to showcase that too. Oh, sorry. Here they are. There's some links here to Amazon links to stress balls, keychains, and I think that all of those would tie into that. You could also get a bag, get some cute, you know, tissue paper and add in whatever you want, all of your stuff, notebooks, stress balls, anything you want, pens, chapsticks, anything.
And if you're new here, these little, I know that we have a couple of new people, these little, these guys that she has created, you hole punch and you tie a ribbon and tie it to the bag and then put these things inside.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And you could even stick them. You could, I mean, they have like stickers that you can get from anywhere, like Office Depot or any office supply store. There are different shapes and sizes. You could print your logo on there. You could put any of those. You could actually print onto those and slap them on anything so that you could actually stick that on a bag. Or like Dawn said, a little hole punch with some ribbon and make it look really cute. We've had people do baskets. I mean, really go all out with this stuff. So it's really cute. I'd like to see some pictures. We haven't seen pictures in a while, I feel like.
We haven't. I would love to see some pictures of what people are doing. That'd be great.
Okay, National Social Worker Month is March. So it's coming up. So I just wanted to give a couple of different options here that I thought would be cute. You know, just having a general, you know, we love our social workers type of thing and going in and bringing them something and showing them some love, but also, you know, being able to, on that one on the right-hand side, there's this little text area here. You can change that out and, you know, add Sandy, social worker Sandy. She's the best. And I want her to know that I care about her and appreciate her. And this is directly to her, not just a general, you know, message. So you guys can do that in Canva, either which way you want.
And social workers are the discharge planners in the skilled nursing facilities and rehabs. So yeah. March is a big month for them. So absolutely, I would definitely get out there for Social Work Month at the skilled nursing facilities with these handouts. They're beautiful, these things.
Yeah, they're your best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be on texting basis with them for sure. And then there were these little keychains I thought were just really cute. They say thank you. And I can't read them so well right now, but I think it's like proud of the work that you do and stuff like that. And they had all different colors. They come with these little cute baggies as well. So you could fill the baggies up with different things. It could be candies. It could be any other things that you have that you usually give out that have your logo on them. And these keychains. And then you just, again, like Dawn said, maybe you hole punch this and add those little strings to the baggie, you know, kind of put that all together and kind of tie it. It'll be right there with all your information on it. So those are really cute. I like those. This is a fun one. Are you in a pinch? You're in luck. We'll get your last minute discharge home safe today. So I just thought this was really cool because, you know, they do have people that need to discharge right away and they kind of waited till the 11th hour to figure it all out. And so you want the social workers at SNFs and anywhere that someone's discharging, but to know that you will run for them. And so I thought these are really cute, especially the pinch protection one, because nobody wants to get pinched.
Here's the pinch.
You can tie that in with these. I just thought maybe adding like that pinch protection with just a little green beaded necklace would be cute. But you could also add some rainbow stuff because, you know, over the rainbow and all of that St. Patty stuff, the four-leaf clover here or three-leaf clover, and any of that you can take in with your little message here that you will help them, you know, get someone out quickly and safely. Here's another one, springing into action for all your home care needs. I really just liked the image, so I had to create something with it. But
I think it's great.
I just thought it was cute. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we provide hourly and around the clock care. I think it's important that people understand that too, that, you know, you're not just a couple hours here and there, that you can be there constantly. And so I think it's important. These little messages are, you know, just little like series of messages to these social workers. And so every time you go out, you're giving them something a little different, a little new. But so they understand that you are available 24/7 as well. March Leave Behind, you know, you can use either one of these, you know, a happy Easter. You can even change it to Hoppy Easter. That's what I would do. Or hopping into spring. And I would really look at like anywhere that you're going into, look at the language that they're using around the, like if you're in a assisted living, for example, and they're doing something for Easter, then use the Easter one. Just being sensitive to that language. And if they're celebrating spring, then, you know, I would use this one over here. Mm-hmm. You can change the message to anything you'd like, and you can go make changes to this. And I just thought it was really cute to go out with.
Really cute.
And you could tie this kind of traditional spring grass and some candies into little bunny boxes. You know, and I think those little bunny boxes are cute, and they'll kind of sit on the desk for a while. So you can even slap a sticker with your logos on here, front and center. If you can get into their office, just kind of set it there so it's looking right at them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, April. World Parkinson's Day is April 11th. And I do think that's another real important one. I see a lot of people mention, you know, that they do Parkinson's care on their websites. And so this is a really good one. Home care can make a significant difference in managing the symptoms and improving quality of life for those living with Parkinson's care, mobility is a huge thing. And so we help people, you know, get around safely. And you want them to know that and that you understand that. Also, OT month. So I think it would be nice to just go out and, you know, to your home health folks and your OT folks and just say, you know, that you appreciate them. I think the theme this year, and they do like a slate blue. So that's kind of why I wanted to try to find the closest thing I could to slate blue. That's their like theme color this year, or maybe always. And their theme was advancing health, well-being, and quality of life. So I feel like knowing that and going out and talking the talk with them and anyone that, you know, would make sense for, but that this would be a really nice handout to take. This is a cute one. We want a vitamin C, you stay healthy. I used to do this way back in the day before I even knew how to use Canva or anything else. And I would literally go out with my business card and a bag of those cuties or halos. And I would go to nurses stations. And this is when you could freely walk the hospitals. So it's way back in the day. But I would take these out and something like this is perfect. They always loved that. And they thought of me every like flu season, I swear. they thought of me. So I think this is really good just to take it out. Just as a cute little reminder that you do care about them and want them to stay healthy too. Okay, yeah, this is a little bit more of an expensive thing, but I thought that this would be really good for your OT folks because they are going all over the place. I mean, you have some that even go to schools, churches. I mean, they are that person's kind of like right hand, so to speak, and helping them, you know, be able to do the things that they used to do, or, you know, just getting them back in the groove. And so these insulated reusable lunch bags, I just thought were something that they could use. They're running around a lot. And then these motivational little, I think they're keychains. Yeah. I just really liked the theme colors and I liked what they say. I felt like that they really touched to what occupational therapy is. And so I really liked this. So it's a little more expensive on the expensive side, but I think overall it's great. They'll use this for a long time. And it was just really cute to put together. And April Leave Behind. So this would go with the vitamin C or any of those things, really. But, you know, bring out some of those little single hydration things. And I think I did something like this in July last year where, you know, people hate to drink water. and it's just a thing, but we have to. And so maybe like you go get a pack of water, tie this little thing onto the water, slap your logo on the water, take out some halos or some cuties. You know, to everybody, maybe make a little bag of them or something.
Love it all.
Maybe like three of them or four of them.
Oh, I love this. Sweet.
You know what? But this is great because everywhere you go, you've got to be marketing, constantly marketing, even when you're not there to maintain your presence. So this was like an infiltration tip of, you know, continue your presence when you're not there, from the person's room to the common areas. Get some promotional items here, mobility items, you know, the walker side bag, the wheelchair bag, and just little things like that. Put your logo on them. You know, you can have for communication, personal whiteboard in the room, the magnets, a dry erase board, erasers, all that stuff. You could slap your logo on literally all these things. Like I had mentioned, those stickers that come in all sizes, you like wrap it around your pens and everything. Mm-hmm. If you were in, you know, just a quick fix for that. But I think all of this helps, you know, just keep you top of mind within a facility or within a community.
Mm-hmm.
And their family members will see all this, you know, as they walk around with their little, you know, they're walking around and you're just advertising all over the place and they see that.
Yep, that's great. All right, that is it for slides. Valerie, you wanted to talk about training, I think you said.
Yes.
We have time.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So we are so excited. So we have never offered an intense sales training program before. And because I'm not your sales girl. So now that we can offer a very intense and awesome sales training program, we send out emails offering a 12-week program. So what that means is that every week on a Wednesday, I believe we've chosen Wednesdays to avoid Mondays and Fridays. On Wednesdays, we've chosen to have the training class, and it's a very small group of people. So we're talking 6-7 people per training class. And none of those people are in the same marketing area. You're not in a class with someone you're competing with, in other words. So we started talking about this for March, started, you know, introducing a training class. So what would happen is you come in on Wednesdays. There are learning, discussion, assignments. And then when you come back the next Wednesday, you are accountable for the things that John had said, hey, this is what you need to do this week. And before the training even starts, we give you access to the original video style training so that everybody's on the same page and up to speed for when the real in-person you will do this stuff starts in March. So we sold out instantly. Like we had a goal of by February 19th. I said we had to be, you know, if we're going to do this, we have to meet our goal by February. And we were sold out 2 weeks ago. So the next training class, this is not the first time Dawn has ever trained a salesperson. Trust me, she's trained many, and Lisa probably has too. But this class, once this one is kind of underway and we see how intense it might be or might not be, I'm not sure. We also started offering one for May, which seems far away, but I guarantee you it'll be here before we know it. It's almost March already. So
people are already signing up for May. We've already got some people in that.
So we're going to end up selling out for May as well. Now, the question is, could we introduce one before May? It's possible, but we really want to see how the March one goes. So I'm just being real transparent with all of you. If you want to have Dawn and Lisa to yourself, basically, it's group, but it's a very small group for 12 weeks. And, or if you have a salesperson on your team who could use that kind of assistance or reminder or help or, you know, focus, then this is the program you want to get them into or get yourself into if you're doing this on your own. And so May is going to sell out. I have actually stopped the emails that were going out because I know May will sell out, but we want you all to know as you're listening to this and replay or you're watching it live with us here today that May is definitely, the minute I start those emails back up, it'll be done. We may introduce another training. And I mean, the goal is to have more than one rolling at the same time. But we can't overwhelm everybody on our staff either. So anyway, I want you guys to know that May is open for enrollment. If you want, we want you guys to, you know, be in there first if you can get in. And so reach out to us and let Lisa or Dawn know you're interested so they can send you to the form that you need to fill out so that we can get you, we can talk to you and make sure you're a good fit. We don't want, we want to make sure everybody who goes is in the training is a good fit for it and can do it for 12 weeks.
I just put the link in the chat to go to.
Oh, yeah.
There's an enrollment form just to fill out and then we will call you and talk to you about it. Yes, Nina, there is an additional charge. Priscilla is asking, is there a Facebook group page for Continuum Sales Mastery Circle? No, we are using the forum now. So there's a forum.
Yeah, can you go back to that slide where it shows the login information?
Yes.
I can send this to you again, but this is what everybody should be logging into. We removed ourselves from Facebook because, first of all, we weren't getting much engagement there anyway. So our goal right here. So you should be able to go to homecaresalesforum.com enter your email address and whatever password was emailed to you. Or if you don't know, just use the forgot password feature. There are, what do we have in there? 50 some odd members in there?
I think we're at 60 now.
Okay. Yes. So we're 60 members in there right now. So definitely get in. There's a lot of good discussion going on. And I do have a video in there, which I will repost, on how you can make it a link on your phone, on the homepage of your phone, so that you don't have to log in every time. So you don't have to figure out how to get in there. You just click on it, just like an app. You just click on the boop and it takes you right to the forum. So it's on your phone all the time. I do have that video available for you. So I will send that out. But sales training is there is a fee for it, and it separate from what we're just talking about right now. But sales training, there is a fee for it because it is one-on-one attention with these two lovely ladies. And you might throw me in there once in a while, but not very often.
And then Lindsay says she signed up for May, and she is. We're so excited about that. She just barely missed March. So I'm hoping, Lindsay, that we get into the March class and we go, we could do another one before May.
Yeah. We'll,
and if that happens, you'll be the first person we reach out to.
Yeah.
Lorraine is asking, how often should we follow up with senior centers? What should these follow-ups look like? So it depends on the senior center. Most of them have a social worker that I have found, and that would be the person I would, them and activities. So for activities, they don't want you typically to do a commercial about your company in front of all the seniors. They'll let you come talk. The questions to ask a home care agency is a perfect tool to talk to the seniors directly at a senior center. The social worker at the senior center has been in many of their homes and would be the one to refer to you. I have found, though, and Lisa, you can speak to this too, because I don't know, might just be my experience, that a lot of the people that the social workers go visit that are in the senior centers in their homes are on Medicaid. So it wasn't a great source for private pay business for me. It was more Medicaid. Lisa, what have you found with senior centers? Just to give another perspective.
I think that's about right. And I did at first, you know, waste some time, and not to say it like that, but I figured out the hard way that I wasn't going to get, you know, what I was aiming to get.
Yeah, they're not a bad place to go. And I like to do fun things with them so that I can put it on social media and put it in my newsletters. And it's great. It's a great give back to go see the senior centers and bring them goodies and do that kind of thing. And once in a while, you might get, really, the private pay business I got out of there was more, you know, can you drive me to the senior center? You know, I need a ride there and back. You know, not all the senior centers have transportation to their facility. So it wasn't a great place for private pay for me. But who's to say, if you go to a really nice, snazzy, high income area and there's a senior center, it could be totally different. So that's something to think about. Just got to get in there and dig and find out what it's all about.
Oh, so, when you reach out to new referral sources, such as like maybe a senior center, or like maybe like an elderly lawyer or a community liaison, like if you've never had any interaction with them before, how do you go about introducing yourself?
So I think it depends on, again, where you're going. If you're able to get in front of the person you want to talk to, you're just going to try and introduce yourself and tell them what you do and everything right from the get-go. Some places you have to make an appointment. You have to call ahead, like the lawyer, you know, that would be somebody you would have to call ahead. You can pop in, but there's a, you know, they probably don't like the pop-in the way that the SNF would like the pop-in. They're going to want you to schedule an appointment. So you really have to kind of think about where you're going. Most places are okay with a pop-in, but I would say a fiduciary, a lawyer, geriatric care manager, those kinds of places, maybe not, but the other places. And a lot of times I'll call ahead and get the name of a social worker. So at least when I'm walking in, I can say, is Susie available? You know, but I've also went in there and just winged it, because sometimes you find yourself in an area you weren't expecting to be in for the day, because that's home care, right? You just kind of kind of flying by the seat of your pants a lot. And I'll see a SNF and I'll be like, you know, I haven't been in there yet. I'm going to go check that one out. I might be in my partner's territory. That's happened a lot. I always covered the east side of the east side, and sometimes I found myself in the north side of the east side. And so I feel like I haven't been in there yet. And so I would say I haven't actually been in here before. Is there any chance a social worker is available? What is her name? You know, and it's okay to do that. I mean, it's okay. You know, I've never had a chance to come in and talk to her.
Okay. And so the ones that like you may need an appointment, you would just call and introduce yourself, like tell them what you do. And if would you ask that they can meet with you?
Yeah, I would probably try to come up with an example of another time. And maybe you're making it up because you've never worked with maybe an elder care attorney, but you know, giving them an example of how you can help. So maybe you have, and in that case, they would be called a client, you know, the lawyers call their people. Maybe you have a client who needs some additional assistance at home with meals or with transportation or with personal care. Has that ever happened before? And if you're talking to the receptionist, you can say, do you know? Because a lot of times the receptionist is the one that gets that call. It's not always the attorney, right? I've had places where I never even met the attorney. The receptionist was sending me people because they're the ones that hear all the stories. You know, my mom, you know, she's calling me all night again. I'm exhausted. She really needs someone in her house at night. What can I do? And the receptionist loves to be a resource. So I find that giving them examples of how you can help their clients, patients, residents kind of penetrates better than this is what I do. So try to put it in their words and what they're dealing with on a day to day.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Thank you. Thanks for coming today. I hope you found it valuable. We're trying to get a little deeper with this stuff and give you the actual words and how to present and what to say. And sometimes we just have to be more detailed, maybe. I don't know. We're just trying to help as much as we can. Hope it's been good for you.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye. Happy Friday. Bye-bye. Bye.